Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about older people as they get dementia or Alzheimer's, lose control of the things they say. Listen closely to this important topic today. Foundation for the Bible. I've had people ask me about a dying mother, father, preacher. They were such godly people. And dementia or Alzheimer's or something of like that, something of that nature has set in. And man, some of them have cussed like sailors, as somebody says. And no offense to the sailors, but that's a term that is used often. I actually hear Marines. I've been around more of them, I guess, and I think they tend to have the filthier mouths, but nonetheless, that's for you guys to find out. I'm not trying to start a war with you guys in the various branches of service. I thank God for our military. But what I'm saying is this, is that they do some of the awful things, do wicked things, and yet at one time they're godly people with standards, and now their mind is gone, and it breaks your heart. And I've had people ask me, said, why is that? Well, you see, we were created in God's image. God is a spirit. They that worship him in spirit and in truth. So you are not a man, a body with a spirit and soul. You are a spirit and soul with a body. At death, that spirit is separated from this body. This body ceases as it now is. And if it's saved at the resurrection, it'll have a glorified body fashioned likened to his glorious body. Now, I'm glad that when God created the heaven, the earth, that he designed that if man sinned, that he would die, the body would die. So that he could clothe us with a new body, but the spirit would have an opportunity to be saved from its consequences of eternity in a lake of fire. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we know there's a spiritual body and there's a natural body. Right now, we're in a natural body. My dad, my mom are both with the Lord. My mother-in-law, my father-in-law, they're with the Lord. I've got a brother with the Lord. My wife has two sisters with the Lord. And we all could say the same thing about family members, and some have children with the Lord. I can say that I have four children with the Lord in that my wife had four different miscarriages, so we could even say there we have children with the Lord that we've never really met to know them. But I'm saying all that to say this, that yes, people get that way, and some near the end of their life, and they get dementia, they get Alzheimer's, and it just breaks your heart. It really does. But what I think is this, we were made in God's image, a spirit. As the body ages, the old flesh, that old nature that flourished within that body, begins to flourish in the old age when the mind begins to go, the memory gets blocked off, because the devil knows better than any medical doctor or surgeon what makes the brain work. And so as he's able to take over those things, more and more of the person gets blocked, but the old nature doesn't get blocked. And so we begin to see in that person who's still living that the old nature is becoming very active while the new nature is suppressed. And eventually, when the spirit leaves the body, it's that new nature leaving the body, not with that spirit, not the old nature. The old nature is it's gone. We're with the Lord. Now, the person in heaven, like I was talking about my parents and others, they're in a spiritual body. They're not in the glorified body yet, but they'll have a body fashioned like unto his glorious body when? At the resurrection. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all, that's both the dead and the living, but we shall all be changed. As 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, the dead which are in Christ Jesus shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So we meet the others that died in Christ, we meet their bodies, but those bodies are changed. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. Remember in the tribulation, after saints are raised, they have their new bodies. There are souls that were killed during the tribulation. They're under the altar. They were killed for the cause of Christ. And they say there in Revelation chapter 6, oh, how long, O Lord, holy and true. They're wanting those new bodies like they see the other saints have there. And robes are given to them. And they're told, just wait, just wait. So they're in that spiritual body. And that's a great thing. Paul was caught up to that third heaven, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and heard unspeakable things. It was great. I mean, he had desired to depart and to be with the Lord, which was far better, even in that spiritual body, than it was in this physical body we have now and in this old sinful world. But it was needful that he stay here according to the will of God. Then when his life left, he went to be with the Lord and he went in rejoicing. So I'm just saying is that sometimes with Alzheimer's or with dementia and people's personality changes, it's the new nature getting blocked. The old nature takes over the mind and body. And that's what you're witnessing. Doesn't mean that the man's no longer saved, the woman's no longer saved. It means now they're just kind of at that state before they go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it helps us to know every person that is in heaven, this preacher particularly, will be in there by the grace of God, nothing earned. All by his grace. And what a blessing that is that I don't have to earn it. Now, so as we look at this text here now that we're studying here, he says, whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself from that wicked one, and that wicked one toucheth him not. So he keepeth himself. Now, keepeth is the idea of to guard against. We guard against the adversary with the word of the Lord, the Bible. And that's an ongoing battle. So the Christian's responsibility is to be in the word and in prayer, on guard against the wiles of the devil. Now, what I want you to understand is that compromise, appeasement, accommodation are never taught in the Word of God. They're never taught in the Scripture. God never accommodates the flesh. Rather, he saves us out of its grasp. Shame on preachers who bring us back in the church to the ways of the flesh. But every saved individual is responsible to keep themselves pure, because each one of us gives an account of himself unto God. So again, guard against the adversary by being in the Word, meditating on it, and not providing, as the Bible says, for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Now, just like with the young man I told you earlier that had the beer in his refrigerator, that is providing a way for the flesh to be tempted to drink it. Now, just say if that young man had trouble in his marriage or his little one had died, he might have been tempted to go back and drink. So you don't do that. You don't provide for the flesh to be able to fulfill itself just in case. Now, faithfully, be obedient to the word of God in both the do's and the don't. Okay? And somebody has said, there's not any do's and don'ts. Thou shalt not kill. You say that's not a don't? Okay? Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit. That's a don't. If you're down on Anybody that has a standard that says don't or says do, understand, if they're going by the word of God, you're the one that's kind of weird, not them. Now, you may be normal to the world's sake, but in heaven, that is weird. And that's where you live forever if you're in Christ, is in heaven. And it beats the lake of hell by far. Okay, that lake of fire there. Now, in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world. Now, let me just say again, I've said this before on our broadcasts here. Conformed. Be not conformed to this world. What in the world does that mean? Conformed is seeing an outward thing which one truly tries to emulate. For example, a musician, a young guy trying to learn his guitar or how to play a drum or something else, goes to a rock concert and sees how a person plays, and he tries to emulate the way that he plays. I knew a man that was just, and this is many years ago, I hate dating myself, but he loved Chet Atkins' guitar style. And so he actually got trained and learned that style and did it very well. Okay, that was conforming to that image of how to play the guitar. He was emulating it. That's what the idea of conformed is, of that that's associated with and what it's associated with. Now, we know that a rock concert with all the filth and everything else, that is associated with the devil. So what do? You see people trying to take the messages of God's word, and many times not even God's word, but religious, and try to use that music in the church. God hates it. God calls it abominable. It's not right. But you know, you see it in other things as well, not just that. I see Christians buying these little crosses with the Jesus on it, and they feel like, oh, it's great, as if it's going to bring them good luck. Our faith is not built on good luck, my friend. And so what you're doing is you're conforming to the religion of the Catholics. And if you're going to carry something around your neck, carry an empty tomb, okay? Because our Savior's risen. He's not dead. The sin is paid for. Don't put him back on the cross. He paid it all already, and there's nothing you can take away or add to that. So be not conformed to this world, but be a transformed. Transformation is something that starts inside and works its way out. Transformed is metamorpho, is the Greek word, okay? And that's that idea. It's a metamorphosis where you start changing from the inside and it goes all the way to the outside. Transformed by the renewing of our mind. How do you renew your mind? In the word of God, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So your life should be consumed by proving, no matter what your vocation in life is, no matter where you live in this life, that you are in the word, meditating on it, and then asking God to direct you so that you can prove by your life what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my